This is Serenade Radio with the best in easy listening. Now here's Mark Stein with Stein's Song of the Week.
Here is a song from 1898 that spent the next century flying around the world. It's the most famous of all Neapolitan songs, even though it was supposedly composed in the Ukraine. See if you can hear any Ukrainian flourishes.
Kiss me and hold me tight. There's no tomorrow, there's just tonight. Love is a flower that blooms so tender. My heart was captured, my soul surrendered. I've spent a lifetime waiting for the right time. Now that you're near, the time is here at last.
Just one cornetto, give it to me. Ice cream for Vitali. The night and just a dream. Give me cornetto from world ice cream.
How'd that get in there? Well, for close to 100 years, that song has been getting more and more urgent. There's no tomorrow. It's now or never. Give it to me right now. And that remarkably consistent English language urgency is entirely at odds with the more contemplative spirit of the original. The composer was Eduardo di Capua, born in Naples in 1865. He was a Neapolitan who wrote Neapolitan songs, some of which travelled a long way from Napoli. This one, for example.
Oh, Marie, quando sonnaggio verso te.
That wound up in the hands of Louis Prima, Dean Martin, and Michael Bublé.
Oh, Marie. Oh, Marie,
oh, Marie,
in your arms, I'm a longing to be,
longing to be.
Ooh, baby,
baby,
tell me you love me,
tell me you love me.
Kiss me once while the stars shine above me.
O Sole Mio is an even more popular song, the most famous Neapolitan song in the world. According to one version of events, one bright morning in April 1898, Eduardo di Capua was in Odessa, touring with his father's band, and as the sunlight streamed through his hotel room, it made him homesick for his son, the son of Naples, and the muse descended. O Sole Mio does not mean O my son, it's Neapolitan, so the O is equivalent to the Italian il duce, and all that. So O Sole Mio translates as something approximate to my own son, which is what Eduardo di Capua was missing in Odessa. This Ukrainian son, it's all very well, but it's not like my own son back in Naples. There is, however, an alternative explanation, which I heard rather unexpectedly on a television show I was doing with that fine actor, Paul Sorvino. You'll know Paul from his famous role as Paulie in Martin Scorsese's Goodfellas. He plays tough guys on both sides of the law. He was a quite different Paulie, an NYPD sergeant in the TV show Law & Order. He's the kind of fellow When you stroll the streets with him, cops and tough guys come up to get a selfie. But he has another rather sensitive side.
Here's the story. It was maybe 1895, I'm not exactly sure of the year. But after a rainstorm, Di Capua noticed how beautiful the air is in Naples, and he was in the area called Vomero, which is up on the hill, and he was so struck by the beauty of the sun and the air, and he looked next door, and there was a beautiful little blonde girl sitting in the window, and with long blonde hair and big blue eyes, a real little beauty. And he said, but the sun for me comes from the face of this beautiful child. And the little girl is my Aunt Louisa.
So your Aunt Louisa is...
inspired the song.
Yeah, is the sole in O Sole Mio.
Well, he says, che bella cosa, che bella cosa. How beautiful is a day of sunshine after rain. So it's incredible. But there is another sun, more beautiful, my little one. The sun for me is in... in Neapolitan, in fronde is this, but it means visage. So, che bella cosa, una giornata di sole, un'aria serena dopo una tempesta, quell'aria fresca, pare già una festa, che bella cosa, una giornata di sole, e vado sola.
Well, I wasn't really expecting that rendition, but it was a terrific impromptu turn by a man who, of all the thousands of singers of that song, has a unique connection to it. O Sole Mio, sung by the nephew of the lady who inspired that number, Paul Sorvino. Giovanni Capurro's lyric is a very small and precise and considered sentiment. Eduardo Di Capua set to work at the piano with his faithful assistant, Alfredo Mazzucchi, of whom more later, alongside him. 1898 was, of course, the dawn of the recording industry. And over the next few years, all the great singers passed through those studios to sing this song. Enrico Caruso.
L'aria serena rossa la tempesta, l'aria fresca pare già la festa, che bella cosa una giornata sole.
I said that Neapolitan O isn't O in the sense of O come all ye faithful, O give me a home where the buffalo roam, O mammy, mammy, blue, O mammy, blue. But that's how the first English settings heard it.
Oh, how I love him, how I adore him, my breath, my sunshine, my all in all. The great creator became my savior, and all God's fullness dwelleth in him.
Oh, how I love him. William Booth Clibborn, grandson of William Booth, founder of the Salvation Army, wrote that hymn, Down From His Glory, and said it to O Sole Mio in 1921. By then, O Sole Mio was the most famous Neapolitan song on the planet and so explicitly linked with a particular place that you can't help but wonder why Booth Clibborn thought he could simply annex the tune for the Almighty and abolish all its earthly associations. Only the previous year at the 1920 Olympics in Antwerp, the Belgian band had been unable to find a copy of the Kingdom of Italy's actual national anthem, and so played O Sole Mio to accompany an Italian gold medalist's trip to the podium. Nobody minded, everybody loved it. Charles Harrison recorded the first English language version in 1915, but the Anglophone lyric never really caught on. Half a century after Giovanni Capurro wrote the original text and several thousand miles west, three savvy Tin Pan Alleymen figured there might be a market for a real English lyric, not just a translation, but an authentic Anglo-American pop song. Al Hoffman was a potent hitmaker whose catalogue includes
Fancy Notes and Nosy Notes and Little Lambsy Divey, A Kiddly Divey Do Wouldn't Do.
And
Hot Diggity Dog Ziggity Boom, What Should Do To Me? It's So New To Me, What Should Do To Me?
And
Zonagadoola, Metchikaboola, Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo. Put them together and what do you got? Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo.
And
Saba.
And of course,
in Gilly Gilly, Ice of Pepper, Cats and Ellen Bogan by the sea.
So I have no idea why you would ask Al Hoffman to write an English lyric, since his first language appears to be not English, but Mersey Dotsy Diggity Ziggity Salagamoola Bibbidi Bobbidi Chibaba Chibaba Gilly Gilly Awesome Feffer Catsanel and Boganish, which is a way more complicated lingo than Neapolitan ever was. But Mr. Hoffman was cunningly teamed with Leon Carr and Leo Corday, who wrote Dinah Shore's longtime theme song for her TV sponsors.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America's asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all.
And having seen the USA in their Chevrolet, Carr and Corday and Hoffman came to see A Sunny Song About Naples in an entirely different light.
There's no tomorrow when love is new. Now is forever. Kiss me and hold me tight. There's no tomorrow, there's just tonight. Love is a flower that blooms so tender, each kiss a dewdrop of sweet surrender. Love is a moment of life enchanting. Let's take that moment that tonight is
It was a solid hit, number two on the Billboard chart in 1949, and got picked up by a few other singers, including Tony Martin's fellow, but considerably more Italiano, Martin Dean of that ilk. And we all know the rest of the story. As big as There's No Tomorrow was, it was a rock and roll icon who would take O Sole Mio to the next level. Ladies and gentlemen, Elvis Presley. No, wait! Bill Haley and his Comets?
In happy Napoli, in sunny Italy, there lives a swinging cat down by the sea. Ah, poor Giuseppe, he has no dough, yet all the signorinas yell, hey Joe. Come rock with me,
come rock with me,
I'll rock with you,
I'll rock with you,
I wanna dance. You're as cool as a cat can be. Hey, come on, Joe, and rock with me.
Since we've mentioned Paul Sorvino's Aunt Louisa, I ought to say that that was co-written by another actor, Billy Crystal's Uncle Milt, Milt Gabler. Fast forward a few more years, a young man called Elvis Presley is serving in the United States Army and has temporarily put his rockin' and a rollin' on hold. And one day, on the base over in Germany, he chances to hear Tony Martin's old hit record, and he likes it so much that he makes a private recording of the song just for himself. Not long after, Freddie Beanstock, his music publisher back in the States, flew over to see Elvis. And the young soldier told him that he really loved There's No Tomorrow. He was looking ahead to getting discharged and back to the music business and asked Beanstock to get somebody to write him some new lyrics for the tune. Why don't you just record the Tony Martin lyrics? The publisher asked. Elvis said he didn't like them. So Beanstock flew back to America and headed to the offices of Hill and Range Music, a music publishing company created to provide songs for Elvis. And the only guys who were sitting around the office that day were Wally Gold and Aaron Schroeder. Gold was a former sax player who would go on to compose Leslie Gore's It's My Party and I'll Cry If I Want To. As for Aaron Schroeder, my favourite song of his is this irrepressibly zany single for Frank Sinatra in 1958.
If you turn me down once more, I'll join the French Foreign Legion. Bet you they would welcome me with open arms. First you love me, yes, then you love me, no, I don't know where I stand. Do we march together down the aisle, or do I march that desert sand? If you think I won't find romance in the French Foreign Legion, think about that uniform with all its charms. Just one more time, are you gonna be mine? Or au revoir, chérie. It's the French Foreign Legion for me.
Delightful as that is, it's not a song to rest your royalties on, but it's more fulfilling, I would imagine, than being asked to rewrite There's No Tomorrow sideways. We were the only ones sitting in the office, recalled Wally Gold of the day Freddie Beanstock commissioned the song. We jumped in a cab to go back to Aaron's studio. We got the title in the cab, the melody was already written, and in half an hour we knocked off the lyric. Considering that the only reason they needed a new lyric was that Elvis didn't like the old lyric, you can't help noticing that the new text is basically the old text cranked up a notch, but resting on the same central idea. There's no tomorrow. You mean like
it's now or never.
But it's not just the chorus, the verse of It's Now or Never even uses the exact same rhymes as the verse of There's No Tomorrow. Here's Tony Martin in 1950.
Love is
is a flower that blooms so tender. Each kiss a dewdrop of sweet surrender.
And here's Elvis a decade later.
When I first saw you, with your smile so tender, my heart was captured, my soul surrendered.
But if either Freddie Beanstalk or Elvis Presley noticed the similarities, they didn't care. In March 1960, Elvis left the army. On April the 3rd, he was in RCA's Nashville studios for his first post-military recording session. It's Now or Never entered the Hot 100 in July and hit number one in August. By 1960, O Sole Mio was out of copyright in the United States, so any Tom, Dick or Harry was free to write a new lyric to it. Under British Commonwealth and European law, however, the original was still protected by copyright, and a legal dispute held up the release of Now or Never overseas through the summer and early autumn. By the time the song was released in the UK in November, demand was so huge that it entered the British charts at number one and stayed there for 2 months. It was the fastest selling single ever, and on the first Saturday of its release, some London record stores were so overwhelmed that they closed their doors to all customers except for Elvis fans wanting to buy one solitary single.
It's Now or Never. Kiss me, my darling, be mine tonight. Tomorrow will be too late. It's now or never, my love won't wait. When I first saw you, with your smile so tender, my heart was captured, my soul surrendered. I've spent a lifetime waiting for the right time. Now that you're near, the time is here at last. It's Now or never, my love won't wait. Just like a willow, we would cry an ocean if we lost true love and sweet devotion. Your lips excite me, let your arms invite me. For who knows when we'll meet again this way. It's now or never. Come hold me tight. Kiss me, my darling. Be mine tonight. Tomorrow. It's now or never, my love won't wait. It's now or never, my love won't wait. It's now or never, my love won't wait.
It's now or never.
Cha, cha, cha. If you're thinking that after There's No Tomorrow and It's Now or Never, you'd like to rattle off a third, even more urgent lyric. You've got 10 minutes, my love won't last, it's boiling over, let's do it fast. Better think twice. The legal situation has gotten a little more complicated since Aaron Schroeder and Wally Gold cleaned up. In 2004, a judge in Turin ruled that Alfredo Mazzucchi, previously regarded as mere amanuensis to Eduardo Di Capua, had in fact contributed significantly to his compositions, and ruled that henceforth he should be listed on the sheet music as co-author of O Sole Mio. Eduardo Di Capua died in 1917. Giovanni Capurro, the poet who wrote the Italian words, outlived his composing partner by a couple of years, expiring in 1920. But Signor Mazzucchi lived into his 90s and didn't die until 1972, which means that under British and European law, O Sole Mio, written in 1898, is now in copyright until the year 2042. So forget about any new English lyrics. You can have all the fun you want with the original Neapolitan. This is one of my all-time favourite Tony Bennett records, a joyous little swinger with a terrific chart by Robert Farnham.
Ma non tu sole, più bella ne, oh sola mia, stan from da te. Sola, n'aria serenata, una tempesta, polare fresche, pare già una festa.
A Song From Me To You, Tony Bennett, arranged and conducted by Canada's peerless Robert Fernan, effortlessly swinging music by Eduardo Di Capua and his swinging amanuensis, Alfredo Mazzucchi, catchy, timeless words by Giovanni Capurro. From an Italian in a Ukrainian hotel room to an American on a German army base to a British ice cream commercial on a Venice canal to a Canadian arranger having a grand old time in a London recording studio. The many lives of the quintessential Neapolitan tune and a valuable copyright until the middle of the 21st century, 150 years after Paul Sorvino's auntie inspired it.
Stein's Song of the Week was presented by Mark Stein and produced for Serenade Radio by Brian Savin.